The council held a special meeting Tuesday to consider retaining Indianapolis-based law firm Ice Miller. That's after the County Board of Commissioners voted 2-1 last week to approve new legislative maps that create a heavily minority and Democratic District 2 while making the other two districts whiter and more Republican. Here's Council President Pro Tem Diana Hess.
We were hoping to work with the commissioners on the maps, but that didn't happen, and regrettably, here we are.
The council voted to retain Ice Miller in a 6-3 party line vote. Hess couldn't offer a specific cost for litigation, but says it could run to $100,000 on the high end. As for a timeline, she says there's a sense of urgency. The filing window for 2022 local elections opens in less than 2 months. But she says the legal process ultimately moves at its own pace. Gemma DiCarlo, WVPE News.